You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Where in the world is Justin Wong? It's Overseas Experience, your international news update on 95BFM.
Maria Risa, an award-winning journalist in the Philippines and the owner of a news site which has been called fake news by their president, Rodrigo Duterte, has been found guilty of quote-unquote cyber libel and could face up to 6 years in prison.
I appeal to you, the journalists in this room, the Filipinos who are listening, to protect your rights. We are meant to be a cautionary tale. We are meant to make you afraid, right? So I appeal again, don't be afraid, because if you don't use your rights, you will lose them. If we don't challenge a brazen move to try to roll back the rights guaranteed in the Constitution, we will lose them. Freedom of the press is the foundation of every single right you have as a Filipino citizen. If we can't hold power to account, we can't do anything. If we can't do our jobs, then your rights will be lost.
That was Risa speaking at a press conference yesterday in Manila after she and one of her journalists, Renaldo Santos Jr., was found guilty of cyber libel. The pair were arrested February last year over an 80-year-old story published by Risa's news site, Rappler, alleging businessman Wilfredo King had links to illegal drugs and lent his car to the then Chief Justice of the Filipino Supreme Court. Even though Kang complained of libel in 2017, the complaint was dismissed because it was outside the statute of limitations, but the National Bureau of Investigation reopened the case under a cyber libel law that came into force 4 months after the original story was published. Prosecutors have claimed the case could go ahead because the online article had been updated in 2014 to fix a typo, as the story was published after the cyber libel law had come into effect. The Justice Department also extended the statute of limitations from 1 year to 12 years in order to push the case to trial. But who was Maria Risa? Born in Manila in 1963 but grew up in New Jersey, Risa returned to the country in 1986 and worked in senior media positions, such as the bureau chief for CNN in the Philippines and Indonesia, and the head of news at Filipino TV channel ABS-CBN. She was also named Time Magazine Person of the Year in 2018 alongside with other journalists known as quote-unquote The Guardians. In 2012, she founded news site Rappler and started to gain national attention for its analysis and investigations. Since President Rodrigo Duterte was elected in 2016, Rappler remained one of the few local media organizations to be openly critical of him and his policies. The news site included extensive coverage of Duterte's drugs policy, which the president urged the public to kill criminals and drug addicts. This approach has been criticized by human rights groups, as the cash rewards given to police for executing drug suspects have led to systematic extrajudicial executions or forced disappearances. Rappler also reported on the spread of government propaganda on social media, with an article by Risa herself reporting that the Duterte administration used disinformation campaigns or fake social media accounts to shift public opinion on issues such as law and order. Other articles have also looked at misogyny, human rights violations, and corruption in the country. Duterte himself has described Rappler as quote-unquote fake news and banned them from covering his official activities. Here's his response after Rappler published an article alleging that his aide, Bongo, had been intervening in an arms purchase for the Filipino Navy.
We do not intervene in the affairs of the armed forces. We are just an office that receives complaints or papers for reference, and we transmit them to the proper agency. We do not get any money. We are not interested in that. Para sa alaman ninyo, you can stop your suspicious mind from roaming somewhere else. But since you are a fake news outlet, then I am not surprised that your articles are also fake. Now we can debate now. Tell me where is our lies, and I'll tell you where are yours. So it's not a question of press freedom. It's a question of abuse and protection by the elite of this country who hold the power.
Duterte also said previously that many journalists killed in the country had deserved to die. In January 2018, Rappler's operating license was revoked, with authorities claiming it had violated a constitutional clause that limits media ownership, as the website has two US investors. While Duterte denied any role in the decision, this was not the first media outlet that he is trying to crack down. In early May this year, ABS-CBN, the Philippines' largest broadcaster, had been pulled off air by media regulators as a decision to renew its license was delayed. The channel reportedly angered Duterte, with the president accusing it of playing favorites by refusing to run his political ads during the 2016 election. The broadcaster's critical approach towards Duterte's war on drugs furthered the feud, with him threatened the company with closure in 2019. Critics have said the media have been subjected to retaliation and pressure from the government if its criticisms were too strong since Duterte became president. Amnesty International's Asia-Pacific Regional Director Nicholas Bequelin told the BBC that Reese's conviction is an assault on independent media and shows that the Filipino human rights record is continuing its free fall. Phil Robertson, the Deputy Asia Director for Human Rights Watch, also said the verdict is a blow to media freedom. But for now, Risa, who herself is also facing other charges of tax evasion and foreign ownership violations, have said she would fight against the verdict.
Overseas Experience with Justin Wong, only on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.